I stand by my belief that Malcolm Turnbull made a mistake last night by not going to the People's Forum in Brisbane. It just gave Bill Shorten an opportunity to shine and to give him the room to himself. The opposition leader was, well, it was a really interesting questions. Once again, I think it's more interesting listening to members of the public ask questions than journalists. And he gave some really honest answers as well. And in some ways, it's kind of funny, these forums might even work better just with one politician answering questions from people as opposed to two trying to outdo one another. And while Bill Shorten was at the People's Forum in Brisbane, Malcolm Turnbull appeared on the 7:30 report with Lee Sales, and that would have been a conscious move. He would have thought, righto, well, to take away from those people tuning in to watch Bill, I'll put myself on the ABC at exactly the same time. So he offered himself up to Lee Sales. Lee Sales said, sure, I'm not going to knock back an interview with the Prime Minister. But there was a tricky moment or two in the whole thing. Have a listen here, Lee Sales and Malcolm Turnbull.
All I can say is that my commitment is to ensure that we are able to take advantage of these extraordinary times. Let me speak.
Would you agree that fall in your approval rating, because as I said, you've established that you are interested in polling, can only reflect that people have been disappointed in you?
Well, I've noted the polling, Lee, but I don't take any notice of it, truthfully.
Okay. He's noted the polling, but he doesn't take any notice of it. He was a little tongue-tied there. You don't often hear Malcolm Turnbull like this.
So let me speak.
Thank you, PM. I think he made a mistake last night by giving a free kick to Bill Shorten and a room full of people who were just looking at him and asking him questions about how he would lead the country. We'll see how the Facebook debate goes down whenever that's supposed to be happening, possibly on Sunday night.